You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. As you've been hearing, it's been a year since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the Biden administration is announcing new ways to punish Moscow and people and firms helping Russia. This includes higher tariffs on $3 billion worth of Russian imports. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, there are 200 new names going on the U.S. sanctions list of Russian individuals and entities, actually both Russian and those based in other countries. The U.S. describes these entities as being in key revenue-generating sectors of Russia's economy. This includes a dozen Russian financial institutions, companies in the energy sector, and in its metals and mining sector. The White House says it is coordinating these actions with G7 allies. And we've already heard from Britain about sanctions as well, including import bans on iron and steel goods from Russia. The European Union is negotiating over the final contours of its latest sanctions package, too.
And these tariffs?
Yeah, the U.S. already has imposed a bunch of tariffs on Russian imports, so this takes that further. The White House says it is increasing tariffs on more than 100 Russian metals, minerals, and chemical products, and it's particularly targeting imports of Russian aluminum. The elephant in the room, of course, is China, because it's still doing business with Russia. So is India. And that's helping the Kremlin's coffers. And on those fronts, no progress yet. In fact, the U.S. says China is considering resupplying Russia's military. And today, China called for an end to unilateral sanctions on Russia, their words. And this morning, German newspaper Der Spiegel reported that Russia is in talks with a Chinese manufacturer to buy 100 drones, similar to those kamikaze drones from Iran that Russia has been using in Ukraine.
All right, Nova Safo in New York. That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.